Breaking Breakfast with Bailey's Real Estate on News Talk ZB.
The Amount Hedge Company says the test can borrow from the IRD's feeble, it's a government box tick, but no real solution. I mean, you may be right, but it's for SMEs. It's $10,000 from memory. It's $10,000 plus $1,800 per employee. So you are limited, you're right, but every bit helps, some would argue. I think seven away from eight. Potentially good news if you've got a sweet tooth, so... and you'd like to do something about it. Scientists at Massey have been researching the effectiveness of a product available in the States called Sweek. They are mints, basically, which claim to suppress sweetness in sugary foods. And the associate professor, Ajmal Ali, is with Massey School of Sport, Exercise and Nutrition, has been looking into all of this. And as well as, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
So is that a commercially available product in the States? You'd go into a dairy or a drugstore and get it, or is it a script?
Yes, it's actually available in various retail outlets at the moment, and the company is looking to expand throughout supermarkets, and actually I think they're looking at a relationship with some TV channels as well.
Right, so what does it do, and does it do it properly as it claims?
Yes, yeah, so basically this mint, it comes from a vine that's available mostly in India, and they've been using it for thousands of years in Indian medicine as a sugar destroyer. It's actually named in Hindi, Gurma, which means a sugar destroyer. And right now, it makes very good sense. You think COVID-19 is enemy number one, and for many people right now, the fridge in the pantry has been a close second. So that's part of the interest in the product right now.
So does it do that to your tongue, your taste buds, or does it do it to the food?
No, it does it to the taste buds. So we basically have five main tastes: sweetness, sourness, saltiness, bitterness, and umami. And what the geranic acids from the plant have a similar structure to glucose, the main sugar, and therefore it acts as a sugar inhibitor. It suppresses the taste receptors for sweetness, so therefore the other tastes become far more prominent. So if you eat chocolate, for example, you really, if the sugar's not there, you're really tasting the bitterness compound in chocolate.
And so could you look at a delicious piece of cake, complete with cream and icing, have the mint, and then still enjoy it? Or would there be something in that you go, this is just not what I want? So in other words, you were just chasing the sweetness, not the cake or the experience itself.
That's right. And in some of our findings, Mike, we've seen that some people have become far more mindful in terms of what they're eating. So, for example, they might enjoy biscuits, and we're not saying don't enjoy your biscuits or your cake or whatever. It's when you go into mindless eating. So you have one, then you think, I need to have all of them. So it can be a very nice way of regulating what you eat and making it the enjoyment of your cake far more pleasant.
Do you become immune to the mints after a while or the product?
Well, that's a very interesting question. We're right now analysing the results of our second study, where we followed a number of people over 14 days of taking the mint, and we're exploring that question right now.
So you might or you might not. Well, let us know how that goes. I'm most fascinated. Appreciate your time very much, Ajmal Ali, who's with Massey University. It's 4 minutes away from 8.